seated and let us pray. Father, we thank you this morning. We honor and adore you because you are our ever-present help in times of everyday need. We worship your majesty because unto you shall the gathering of your people be. We bless your name because we are not gathered unto man this morning, we are gathered unto thee. And we ask, my Father and my God, that your presence be deployed to come and tabernacle with us this morning. Come, Spirit Divine. Come in your special way. Come and do an unimaginable thing in our midst this morning. As we make demand of open heavens, we ask that the cloud of your glory rest upon this service this morning. Speak to us in the language that way we understand. Illuminate your word to our understanding. And we ask, O God, that no man, no woman will live yet the same way they came. Bless us richly by the power of your word. Grant unto us a heart of obedience to respond to your word in order for us to enjoy the benefit of your word. Blessed be your name. For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Let somebody that loves the Lord say a better amen. Before we look into the word of God, I like to congratulate each and every one of us for this long spiritual journey that we have embarked upon, 21 days spiritual journey of fasting and prayers. That today is the grand finale of. I tell you, God has been faithful all along. And as a matter of fact, it's been a refreshing moment in his presence. I feel like we should extend because this mountain is too sweet. Like Peter, we always say it is needful that we erect 3 tents here, one for Moses, one for Elijah, and also one for you, so that we don't go down again on the Mount of Transfiguration. I pray that because you have honored God and waited upon him this long, anything that we want to relegate you from the affairs of destiny, from that we want to relegate you from becoming what heavens have ordained for you, I give that in a command to bow for your sake in the name of Jesus. Judges chapter 6. We began a journey yesterday morning. I feel strong in my spirit that we still need to push that matter a little bit further this morning. As we see how we'll be marrying it along with a very sensitive exercise that we'll be carrying out in the course of this service. Judges chapter 6. Let me read only from verse 25. 26, 27, then I will skip to 34 and also read 35. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb. Are you there in Judges? I read the verse 25. And it came to pass the same night that the Lord said unto him, it was Gideon the Lord is speaking to like this, take thy father's young bullock, even the second bullock of 7 years old, and throw down the altar of Baal that thy father's had, and cut down the grove that is by it, and build an altar unto the Lord thy God upon the top of this rock in the other place, and take the second bullock and offer burnt sacrifice with the wood of the grove, which thou shalt cut down. Then Gideon took 10 men of his servants and did as the Lord had said unto him. And so it was, because he feared his father's household and the men of the city, that he could not do it by day, that he did it by night. This morning, I like to also press this matter further. The matter of the power of sacrifice / first fruit. The power of sacrifice / first fruit. In the course of waiting on God for these 21 days, God drew our attention to the fact that nothing just happened, and there must be something that serviced the altar in order to make the altar efficacious. The potency of every altar is directly proportional to the strength and the quality of the sacrifice that is offered upon the altar. And somebody may be wondering this morning, why is the very reverend talking about sacrifice this morning? I am talking about sacrifice because God is impressing it in my heart that you cannot afford to walk through the year naked in your spirit. You cannot afford to carelessly walk through the year, careless, not fortifying yourself by the power of sacrifice. I met one man some time ago, and the man met his fellow man, and we are in a cultural gathering, and the traditional elder statement of the community that we are having a meeting in a palace. And one of the young men was challenging an elder. And the elder looked at him with every keen interest and said to him, "You are bragging and confronting me in this manner, but I have brass you. You are naked. You don't have anything. And you are bragging in this manner." And painstakingly, the guy that spoke vehemently, the guy that they spoke to, "You are naked and yet you are doing this kind of confrontation," he didn't last long, he died. Listen to me, child of God, we have come to a point where you must live your life having a coverage, having an altar and a sacrifice upon your head to speak over your head in the days of adversity. You cannot afford to embark on life journey. You cannot afford to embark on spiritual journey naked. You cannot afford to embark on spiritual journey empty-handed. That is why it is pertinent we understand what this sacrifice we are talking about is all about. And listen to me, child of God. The time and the era we are in is an era that there is no place for ordinary people that does not have any spiritual backing. I say it again, the time that we are in is a time that there is no place for ordinary people. It's a time that there is no place for those that live their lives ordinary, not having a spiritual backing, not having anything speaking over their head. Let me say this. The truth about life is you must belong. What did I say? Kai, what is very reverend saying now? Is he encouraging us to go and join one cult or the other? I am sorry if you belong to any cult that is not the cult of Jesus, repent. Because that cult will not end you well. But the truth is, the cult that I am introducing to you this morning is the cult of Jesus. And that cult of Jesus, we also drink blood in it. Hi. We drink blood, we eat flesh. We activate covenants. And we operate by the audacity of that covenant. Child of God, we did church history. And one of the church history book, one of the offense of the Christian in the days of old that the Roman Empire accused them over, they said, these people, they are blood suckers and also flesh eaters. You know why? The bread which we break is the communion of the body of Christ. The cup of blessing for which we give thanks is the communion of the blood of Jesus Christ. So we drink blood. And listen to me, the efficacy of the blood that we drink in the cup of Jesus, when that blood is in the inside of you, you are unkillable, you are irresistible, you are untamable by any forces of darkness. Somebody celebrate God for being privileged to believe, to belong to the court of heaven, for belonging to the court of Jesus. If you belong to the court of Jesus, let me hear you shout a louder hallelujah. If you are not shouting the hallelujah, you are a prime suspect this morning. You are a big time senior suspect. This court, the court of Jesus, when you carry him, you become too formidable to be apprehended, too connected to be wasted. Anything that comes against you when you belong to this court, it is grounded. And anything that you fall upon, that thing is pieces into powder. I was telling those that attended the weekdays, fasting and prayers, one of the sections, one chief in one of my former stations was inviting me to come to his palace to pray with him for 1 year. The Spirit of God never granted me the permit to do so. And after much persuasion, the man was having a lot of pressure and he kept calling and calling. And one of the mornings, the Holy Ghost said, go to his house and go and see for yourself what the invitation is all about. I got to the place. He gathered the whole family together in his reception room where he used to receive visitors in the palace. And we sat together. It was going to be a moment of sharing fellowship and also for him to be prayed for over the request he has made. And while I tried to pray for him and he submitted his prayer point, I lifted up my holy hands, entering into the palace with a backing of Jehovah. And when you have his backing, you terrorize and you cannot be terrorized. When you have his backing, you dare and you cannot be dared. When you backing, you roar. When you have his backing, no forces of darkness can frustrate you. No forces. No forces. I talk the way I talk with audacity, with every high sense of authority, because I know whom is in the inside of me.
So the man tabled the prayers. Said, I am already a chief. I want a higher throne. And the election for the higher throne is on the way. Can you pray for me so that I can ascend? I say, is that all? He said, yes. I lifted up my hands. I say, Jesus, if it pleases you to raise this man to this throne, let your hand come upon him and usher him to that throne. As I laid my hand on the king, bram! Power came upon him. And the next thing I saw, he doesn't know that you cannot mix up this blood of Jesus with the blood of another occultic. I am Osila Feniga Koskilatani Maguskilatani. Listen to me, child of God. I was so embarrassed that morning. We began the session from 6 a.m. I couldn't control the situation till 8:30. You need to see deliverance. Power broke forth. God began to strip him of every all manner of deposit of charm, all manner of deposit of occultic deposit, all manner. And you know what the man began to do? He began to bark like dog, with kata coming out of his nose and tears alongside. It was coming out of his nose and saliva out of his mouth. He started sucking his body. The whole of the king's apparel he wore was soaked with his tears, with his nose, and also with his saliva. And he was barking like dog. And I was ashamed. I heard him out of that sitting outer receptionist. I dragged him into his inner parlor. And when I dragged him into his inner parlor and continued the deliverance, the way he was rowling like a dog with that barking, everybody in the environment around his palace, they were hearing him. The man regretted ever inviting me. What he called for, he saw the opposite of it. Because you cannot hear God. I know the man is an occultic person with his hands stained with blood. The same man hired me out to be killed later. Gave a deposit of 1.2 million with an outstanding of 800,000 to make it 2 million naira on accomplishing the mission over my head that we come and collect. The occultic boys followed me for 2 weeks. They couldn't get me. You know why? There is a blood inside of me that is unkillable. When you are a man of sacrifice, the forces of darkness cannot frustrate you, cannot kill you. I can't die in the hand of any useless occultic. For what? They no burn that devil way. It's not born. And I will be done with my assignment. It's permitted to be born after I am gone with my assignment. To Jehovah. If you like, came the message I am preaching to be bragging. I am boasting in the Lord. Because Apostle Paul said we should boast in him. You look at the story of Gideon. That guy. One day, he was in the field. Suddenly, the angel came to him. Said, the Lord be with you, thou mighty man of valor. He addressed him as a mighty man of valor. Ezekiel looked at himself. He said, this poor boy, the runaway boy that is hiding in the cave from the Midianite, you are calling him mighty man of valor. I am far from the address you are addressing me. And the angel said, went further. He said, you are a mighty man of valor. That is your original identity. and you will save Israel as one man.
Gideon said, Oga, I know saying yes, no, they talk lie. But this one that you are saying is far from what I am. And Gideon said, you see, you are addressing me with this kind of handsome address. Where are the miracles our fathers told us about? And the deliverance that you wrought for them from the land of bondage in Egypt. And we are not suffering, we are forsaken. And the summary of that matter, the Bible said, when he addressed him again, that you will save Israel, is good. Gideon said, you see, my father's family is the least in Manasseh. And I am also the lowest and the poorest. Say, my father's clan in Egypt, the land of Manasseh, is the poorest in the land. And I am also the least in the least and the poorest family in Manasseh. That is to say, he was a poor in a poor family. He was the poorest in the poor family. But let me draw something out. The reason for his poverty, the reason for his smallness, the reason for his identity that the angel addressed him to be, that was beclouded and shielded, was because of the altar of his father's house. The reason is the altar. How do I know? In the verse 25 of these churches, the Bible said, after that address, the children of Israel cried unto the Lord, and the Lord sent a prophet. And after that, summarily, the next thing was, there was an instruction given in the verse 25. And what was the instruction of that Judges chapter 6? The instruction is, and it came to pass that night that he met the angel in the morning, that night, that the Lord said unto him, take your father's young bullock, the one that is 7 years old. This is where sacrifice has come in. And go and pull down the altar of Baal that your father served. The truth is, what has belittled Gideon, what has reduced Gideon to become the poorest in the poor clan of Manasseh, was the fact that there was an altar speaking against their lives, speaking against the father's house. Let me ask you, what is speaking against you? Which altar is speaking against your family? And the Bible said, he took the lamb, took the bullock. He was afraid in the daytime, so in the midnight he went. The midnight season is the best season to carry out this kind of operation. I stepped at 2 a.m., 3 a.m. before confronting powers of darkness. One of the nights, in one of the villages where I passed, I have done missionary work very well. City demons are very weak, stupid demons. If you want to see stubborn, correct demon, go to the village. That is the truth. One of the nights, I could hear the footstep of horse on top of my roof. I held my peace in the room. I prayed and prayed and prayed. The more I pray in the room, they increased the sound. I got angry. I forgot that I wasn't wearing slippers that night. I ran out of the room angry. I said, Satan, if you think you are in charge in this territory, as I come out, appear, and you are roasted automatically. You a bastard devil to imagine to trouble my peace this night. As I began the confrontation with prayers,
moving around the community, challenging the devil of that community. On the spot, the noise ceased. I didn't hear pim again till morning. That same community, the witchcraft society of that community, they gathered together one night after they finished their witchcraft meeting. Early in the morning, around 5 a.m., they sent a delegate to my house to come and tell me to pack out of the community or they will kill me. They meant it. How do I know? I was taking my boy to Uyo Town in school that morning. A Hilos state government vehicle ran into me and pushed me into the dual carriage of the road and scratched me on the dual carriage with my vehicle until my fuel tank caught and fell off and began to scratch the quota so that I can be littered and die. Unfortunately for the devil, I didn't die. Tell somebody I cannot die in the hand of the wicked. Tell somebody I cannot die in the hands of the wicked. I pray for you today, the Lord will redeem your head in the name of Jesus. The Lord will preserve your head in the name of Jesus. The Lord will defend your head in the name of Jesus. The guy pushed me the first time. My car escaped out of him. He got that momentum again and smashed me on that dual carriage again the second time and dragged me, blah, 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 the third time, and he repeated. After he did that, just found his way and went away. And I followed up, I think by a car road, and I double-crossed him, removed his key, and said, "You are in for the assignment, and you have entered." Sometimes it is good to be gentle, sometimes it is good to be brutal. Little did I know that the police people by that roundabout were watching the drama. They came, took him. The guy was begging, he was borrowed, unknown to him that day. He just got the job, the state government job, that week. And the devil tried to use him that week. And he carried out this assignment that week. He brought his ID card out and was begging. I looked at him, I pitied. He just finished his NYSC and he was employed in the state government to drive a serving commissioner. And he was rushing to pick the commissioner from the house. And the devil said, "Do this assignment very quickly before you pick your guy." The devil is a bastard. He will never succeed over your head. He will never succeed over the head of your loved ones. He will never succeed over the head of your family members. In the name of Jesus, if they try 10 times, they will misfire 10 times over your matter in the name of Jesus. After much pleading, I looked at him. I could see his innocence. He was just unconsciously borrowed. I released him to go. The police people said he must repair my car. I said, "I forgive him, let him go." And they now said, "No, if you forgive him, we know you are a pastor. We no go forgive him." They carried him to their office. You know now, what will come out later? I clean my hand, but he will go and pay behind. So Gideon went at night. He carried his friends, 10 of his friends. They pulled down the altar of Baal and cut off the Asherah pole. And after cutting it off, they used the first 7 years bullock as a sacrifice to pull the altar down. Then the second bullock was used to build an altar for the Lord. Tell somebody you must pay. It don't be hard for us to talk now. Tell somebody you must pay. And tell the person it is better you pay to God than to pay to trouble, than to pay to the devil. And tell the person again, you must pay. You must pay by sacrifice. If your security will be guaranteed, if your preservation will be assured, and your life will be insured, and you are sure that you are too formidable and your head is too defended to be wasted, you must pay. Let me say this. I don't journey through the year carelessly. Every year I pay heavily. So as I journey through the year, because I had already paid, I know that there's one sacrifice speaking over my head. Even though because of the Lord guiding this pulpit, this thing is holding me. I feel like going down so that I can move. What is the lamp? The conference is watching us. You understand? And the Lord that guides this place said, if you have entered until you finish, you are not permitted to go down. I know the law, and I am a custodian of the law, so I will not violate the law. If I do that now, tomorrow, maybe come to Lagos. God punish the devil. I will pay. And this morning I am ready to pay. Every year, as I begin the journey of the year, there's one thing I don't play with, my first fruit. I make sure I heavily package it, arrange it in a way that I will pay. Then when I pay, I know that I will not be pained. You don't understand the language. When you pay to God by sacrifice, you cannot be pained by the devil. I can't remember when I ate my January salary in life. It is for God. Like where we read in Leviticus chapter 23 this morning, the Bible said, the first of your fruit and the increase of your land and the door and every choice wine and the best of all your gift, the first of the fruit is the Lord. Take it to the priest. The priest will carry it up and wave the sheaf before the altar. When he does that, he will now release the blessing and say, the Lord bless you. One of the mysteries that makes a man to move in a speed of light is the mystery of sacrifice. This is where we, the Christians, we fail. This is the mystery that we don't understand and we are very far from. Because anytime you live your life and no sacrifice is speaking over your head, you become vulnerable. What did I say? Answer me. If nothing is speaking over your head, you are vulnerable. You are vulnerable. You are vulnerable. The only thing that will not make you vulnerable is the sacrifice speaking over your head. Let me ask you, what is speaking over your head? I will give you opportunity to carry this out. This is a profiting engagement that I have engaged myself in over the years. One of the years, somebody, a family gave me a 3-plot of land money. They sold 50 plots and they gave me 3 plots offer and said, we give it to you. That offer that they gave to me, I wanted using it to buy a car because my car was a Jalopy, a Honda Odyssey that if I drive through the street in Otuko, every Okada people will, by the emission of the smoke, every Okada people will be insulting me. The passerby people will be insulting me. It was like a locomotive train. If you are behind me, you cannot see. It is not my fault. Some of them will say, who they drive this guanguani? I heard insult. Go and park this guanguani. I suffered that embarrassment. God punished poverty. What did I say? God punished poverty. Poverty is a demon. Look at Gideon, great man, tied down by poverty. Angel was addressing you, you are still arguing. Because of poverty mentality. Say you're a mighty man. You cannot discover yourself. You are saying, I am a poor man. My father's house is poorest. Manasseh. And the angel said, today, you will do something that will change your identity. And what was that thing that was done? Sacrifice. The sacrifice transmogrified his tattoo. Transmogrified his identity. He went at night with the 7 years full of bram. He sacrificed. Pulled the altar of Baal. The altar of Baal was the one reducing the family, sponsoring poverty, afflicting them with poverty. The moment the altar was pulled down, his identity came up. And to cut this story short, as we pray, the Bible said when he did that, in the morning, everybody began to argue. Who have done this? Who have done that? Who have done this? Have done what Gideon did before. That one, no be my village. It was a community where 80% of the community were idol worshippers. I did a community development project around about. And at the end of the day, I pulled down the ancestral culture upon that roundabout down. And I raised the cross of Jesus in the place. I wish I have it in my phone. Because of this change of handset, I had the clip of it. And I would have shown it to you. The cross of Jesus is standing very in place of that deity today, to the glory of God. Hallelujah! They woke up to come and meet the cross of Jesus. We have gone through death for this God. I know that God does not play with me because I have died for him several times. Gideon pulled the altar down, and in the morning everybody began to argue. And to cut that story short, the Bible said after he pulled the altar down, he raised another sacrifice, another bullock, and that bullock became the raising and the erection of the altar of God. And when that altar of God was raised, in the verse 35 of this passage, the Bible said, and the Spirit of the Lord came upon Gideon, the boy that was a poor man that nobody wanted identifying with, the boy that poverty had made him not to have any friends. Somebody sang a song. He said, success has many brothers, failure is an orphan. Success has many brothers, poverty is an orphan. Poverty. That same man, after pulling down the altar, the presence of the Lord came upon him. And at the release of the presence upon him, the Bible said, he blew the trumpet. Bam, 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 bam. That day, the unction of heaven that landed upon him make him to become a territorial commander. The unction that came upon him made him to become a generational commander. The unction that came upon him made him to become a global territorial commander. Today, the unction that is coming upon you will make you a generational commander. You didn't hear me. It will make you a generational commander. It will make you a global commander. It will make you a territorial commander. It will make you a city commander. I stand by the prophetic. I command the gate of the wealth of Abuja City open for you in the name of Jesus. The gate of the wealth of Nigeria open for you in the name of Jesus. The gate of the wealth of Abuja open for you in the name of Jesus. But you must activate this covenant by sacrifice. You know one good thing with me? Anything I will not do, I will not tell you to do. I package myself with my sacrifice this morning. I will not give God only first fruit. First fruit is too small for me to give to God. Last year, I gave God 13 fruit. That is 1 year, 1 month of my stipend, my salary. And I survived it big time. to the glory of God. Heaven knows with every sense of humility, as I'm saying this upon this sacred, exalted altar, that I'm saying it with humility of heart. Not with any iota of pride. So that year, I told you, the three plot of land, it was plenty money. I said I will use the money to buy a car because I have an embarrassment car. The Holy Ghost said, it is not your car money, it is your sacrifice. I carried that money in January like this. I use it as my first fruit sacrifice and built the whole of the altar fully tithes furnished for God. From that day, I can never be poor. From that day, till Jesus comes. On a January service like this, I called my family, all of us prostrated. We handed over the altar to God as our first fruit. And the church prayed for us. The congregation of that church was Ainogo Gree Church. I was not signatory to the account of that church by violation of constitution for 1 year. Because ministers that came before me, they ravaged the account. So as I came, they said, another one don't come. I wouldn't blame them. They locked up. I said, renovate plans for me. We no go agree. Do this, we no go agree. Do this. Sometimes Methodist church, you know how to do, we no go agree. You. And when they saw my costly sacrifice, they called the council. They said, please, very reverend, we didn't know you are like this. We have worked with you for 1 year, and we noticed that you lived with formidable integrity. Come and be signatory. I told them, me too, I no go agree. Face your account. Let me do my spiritual task. I no go agree. I left. It was a village small church. That community, that church became like a city church. It is one of our members here. I won't call the name because the person is a very humble person. He doesn't live a life of show up. It was one of our members here that built that church. The whole of the church was built with bricks, solid bricks imported from Jos, Plateau State, for the building. Beautiful edifice. I put the altar down, put everything down, built an altar for the Lord. When Gideon destroyed the altar, the presence of the Lord came for him. When he did the sacrifice, the help of God came for him. He became a commander. And to cut the story short, after becoming a commander, he blew the trumpet. Nations gathered unto him. From that day, the poor boy that people were running from, people joined line for him to screen them, to employ them. You will become an employer of labor. You may be looking for job now. After now, job will look for you. And you will be the one to give people job. You will not look for job. In the name of Jesus Christ. That prophecy does not look real. That is the reason behind the weak amen. Can I pay money for you to shout amen for me? Do we employ people? In the name of Jesus. He blew the trumpet. Zebu Asa, the city of Asa, gathered for him. The city of Naphtali gathered for him. The city of Zebulun gathered for him. The city of Manasseh gathered for him. Nations gathered unto him. And he screened them and appointed 300 men. Please, I beg you. Dare to give God your first fruit. What is first fruit? You a farmer, the first of the increase of your land. Give it to God. It is not your own. If you have been eating it before now, it's a sin. Give it to God. If you are an employer, if you are employed, and you are doing a government job, whether private or whatever, your first salary in January, your January salary is your first fruit. You are a businessman. Your first ever income for the year is for the Lord. The children of Israel, they embark on this practice in a dimension that even their children, they give as first fruit. And if you are not led to give them as first fruit, there is a ransom sacrifice they give for it. So it's a practice. My late father, he does not believe in tithe. I know he doesn't pay tithe, but he was a faithful first fruit payer. My late father, in Locross Cathedral, he will gather the things inside basket. He will not allow anybody to help him carry. He will carry the heavy basket on his head and go to the Sunday school and give them branches of oranges. By the grace of God, we have about 5,000 stems of orange in Otuku. That span across about 5,000 hectares of land. He will bring of that fruit and gather and dance to the Lord to submit to the priest every year. Time is failing me already. I think we have to round up at this point. Can we pray? Is somebody ready for his or her first fruit this morning? Me, I am ready. I am number one. Every other person is permitted to join. And if you don't join, you are on your own. It's not a compulsory task. Do by conviction. Give your first fruit to the Lord. And this does not exonerate a pensioner. If you are a pensioner, you earn something. Give God your January own. Can you see that nobody is exonerated? Give God your first fruit. And the good thing about this first fruit, I have incubated and conceived a project for the Lord in the inside of my spirit by the leadership of the church that I am the head. We are going to use it to do a monumental project that you will be seen and heaven will be seen, and it will use it to remember you. Who wants to be remembered by heaven? Who wants to be helped by God? Give God your first fruit. Me, I am number one that need to be helped. I have done this practice for years today. And by the grace of God, I make bold to say that is my yearly sacrifice. You used to move with people. Some of them sleep in the shrine. They carry out one occultic practice or the other, and you are moving anyhow. You are not having any backing. You know be bed. You know be bat. Which class do you belong to? No place for you. Carry your sacrifice. Let us pray. Carry your first fruit sacrifice. Somebody lift up your voice and tell God to help you this morning. Number one prayer point, every altar or bow of my father's house that has held me down, that wouldn't allow me to manifest my God-given identity. Today, in the name of Jesus, I command that altar pulled down by the power of God. Lift up your voice and talk to God. Let me hear you pray. Let me hear you pray. Let me hear you pray. I pull down that altar. Talk to God, talk to God. Ask for his help upon your life. Ask for his help upon your destiny. Ask for his help upon your life. Ask for his help upon your destiny. Lord, I am tired of this status quo. I am tired of this status quo. There's gonna be more than this. Help my life, oh God. Change my level. Change my identity. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Let me hear you pray. Let me hear you pray. Talk to God. You cannot afford to journey through the year empty-handed. Do a sacrifice that will speak for you in the remaining days, the remaining months of the year. Talk to God. Talk to God, talk to God.